A pair of orphaned brown bear cubs captured 2 years ago have settled into their new home at an exhibit in Sitka called Fortress of the Bear. With a steady year-round diet, the cubs have grown large for their age. Both are somewhere between 300 and 400 pounds, and they could easily be mistaken for four-year-olds. This summer offered an opportunity to neuter the brothers before they reach sexual maturity. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
All right, everybody, think back to their youth. Jack has castrated lions and tigers, now bears. Oh, my.
No fewer than five veterinarians are attending this morning's castration of Shaik, a 2.5-year-old grizzly bear well on his way to 400 pounds. Most are here to help, some to watch, but only one man will actually perform the procedure.
Jack Thornton, I'm a veterinarian from Sequim, Washington, actually halfway between Sequim and Port Angeles, Washington.
Did you lose any sleep last night over anything that's going to happen today?
I always lose sleep over what might happen.
Thornton went to veterinary school at Washington State University with a local Sitka vet, Burgess Bowder. Having died in a diving accident, been resuscitated, and decompressed, Bowder is a master of gallows humor. A grizzly bear castration is his world series.
It's anesthesia first, and number two is not the hemorrhage. It's the lack of adequate anesthesia, in which case the bear will be eating Dr. Thornton, who's had a good life, who's reproduced, consequently will not qualify for a Darwin Award.
We're waiting outside the fortress, which is housed in a decommissioned concrete clarifier tank of the former Alaska Pulp Corporation mill. There's a veterinary dental team here from Fairbanks as well. Inside, Shaik is being separated from his brother Killisnoo and lured into an adjacent holding pen where he has been conditioned to come and lick maple syrup off the bars. A state game biologist has darted Shaik with anesthetic, a risky procedure under any conditions. Fortress manager Les Kinnear gives us an update.
Gave him a 4cc dart. So that's 1,200 milligrams. It might be a little light, but we're going to see how he does, and then we can hand inject if we need to for additional.
Is there a suitably marked exit? Do you have that sign on now?
Moments later, an intern gives us a signal, and the vets move in. In a pool of light in the otherwise dark enclosure, Thornton kneels between the grizzly's legs and makes an incision in order to reach up into the inguinal canal to the undescended testicles. Bowder has knee pads on as if he was laying flooring. He scrambles quickly in and out of the pen to get local anesthetic and suture.
Mamby pamby. I should have brought number two. I got number two. I use them dogs, for God's sake.
The vets are working like men in a house on fire. Shaik is lightly anesthetized. His jaws are wrapped, but he's moving his head a little. In about 15 minutes, their work is done, and people begin to move equipment out of Shaik's pen as fast as it came in. Shaik is sleeping this one off. The veterinarians were most anxious about the anesthesia, and they're clearly pleased that they pulled off this job with the absolute minimum. Fortress Bear manager Christine Fenwick sits just outside the bars where she had earlier spread maple syrup to draw in the patient. She orchestrated today's procedure and is well aware of the risks, both for the bear and for the project, if this had not gone well.
Now you could have a whole variety of intact males living together,
really?
And they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. As soon as you put a female in there, though, then there's a problem. So, because they're responding to her hormonal cues, so what otherwise would be very gentle, loving males all living together would turn on each other as soon as a female was introduced into the area, even if she was fixed. So it does help with management of them, and they behave less aggressively towards each other in a situation where a female might be around.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
See you tomorrow. Same time?
Same time tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.